This is Innovations in Patient Care. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Innovations in Patient Care. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This episode is sponsored through the generous support of Physio-Control. Find out more about how they are helping healthcare professionals innovate and improve outcomes in healthcare at physio-control.com, or look for them on Facebook and Twitter. I recently attended the Critical Care Nurses Conference, NTI 2017, in Houston, Texas, where I stopped by the Physio Control booth to chat with some of their nurse educators there. I chatted there with paramedic and code management expert Mark Salden about the importance of high-quality CPR compressions in the hospital environment and the benefits of knowing your equipment before the code happens. Check it out. Hi, Jamie Davis here at NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas. We're here in the Physio Control booth, and I'm really excited to be talking to one of their amazing educators. They do some great training and education here when they come to NTI. And I have Mark Salden with me. Mark is a paramedic in King County, Washington.
That's right.
And so, Mark, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about how long you've been doing that and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, my name's Mark Salden. I've been in the fire service for about 20 years or so. Started as a volunteer firefighter, really worked my way up through the ranks. Been with King County Medic 1 for about 6 years, but been a paramedic for about the last 12 years. And did most of my training at Harborview Medical Center through the University of Washington School of Medicine program.
Awesome. Now, what are you talking about here? I mean, you have several topics, but I know you got one coming up here in a little bit where you're talking about the kind of organizing a cardiac arrest and code management.
Yeah, you know, resource management when it comes to cardiac arrest is difficult. You know, we're not just talking about one or two people doing one or two things. There's several things that are happening all at once. And the positional assignments are really important. You know, if I give you a positional assignment of the monitor, then you suddenly become the expert with using the monitor.
Right.
You know, we have all the positional assignments during cardiac arrest that are important. But if everybody knows what their assignment is and can get those tasks done, it really does add to controlling that chaos of resuscitation.
So what are some of the things that you really tell people to watch for? I mean, is this something where everybody has to be specialized in just one thing?
No, actually, it's a little bit of the opposite of that. I mean, we need to go back to our basics with this, right? We have a patient who's unconscious, they're unresponsive, and they're not breathing. You know, the evidence-based medicine tells us that really high-performance chest compressions, right, and early defibrillation are the things that really matter for our patients. And so, again, if we can get people into those positional assignments based on that evidence-based medicine quickly, we have a better chance of really getting that return of spontaneous circulation with our patient. These team dynamics are incredibly important, right? We have closed-loop communication. We have lots of equipment. We're traveling at 75 miles an hour, and we really have got to make sure we're getting everything done appropriately for the patient.
What about, you know, after the fact? I mean, do you have to reimagine, re-examine what happened and really do that debrief? That's something that's always been very important to me when I've managed a code, is really sit down with the team afterwards and give a few attaboys out, talk about where we could do better.
Sure. I mean, the debriefing is almost as important as the pre-planning, in my opinion. I mean, you really have to look at what you've done, right? Sit down with your team, what went well. What could have we done differently? That's a good way to ask that question. You know, at the end of the day, I just measure it on, did we do what we needed to do for this patient? You know, did we push on this chest appropriately? Did we get all the tasks done that we wanted to do? And no resuscitation is going to be absolutely perfect. I mean, I think if you aim for perfect and you fall short, then you always have something to work on, don't you? And
absolutely, you can absolutely. So one or two takeaways you might hope people walk away from your session knowing?
Yeah, you know, I think the whole concept of really just making sure that your team knows what the expectation is. I think a lot of times when we think of cardiac arrest, we're like, well, we've done this before, we'll be able to get through it. What I'm encouraging you to do is come up with a plan before it happens, a systematic, organized, premeditated approach to cardiac arrest. I think that's really what it comes down to. So I'm hoping that's the takeaway today. Go back with your teams, figure out what your plan is, come up with that plan, and then assign equipment to it so that everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing during that arrest
And then practice, practice, practice.
Oh, man, practice, practice, practice. Yeah, I have to say practice. I mean, that really does make perfect, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. Well, Mark, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Very much appreciate it.
And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here from NTI 2017 in Houston. We're here in the Physio Control booth. A special thank you to them for sponsoring my trip to come here and cover this event for you. Remember to follow all our segments where I talk to educators like Mark, nurses, and other people, researchers here at the conference to bring that information back to you. You'll find it either at nursingshow.com or over at whatever channel you're watching or listening to this particular segment on. That's going to wrap up this segment and episode of Innovations in Patient Care. Stay tuned for more segments from the top healthcare, EMS, and nursing conferences this year as we continue to focus on ways that healthcare professionals, just like you, are providing innovative care and improving patient outcomes all the time. Thanks again to Physiocontrol for sponsoring this and other episodes of Innovations in Patient Care. Make sure you say thank you to them on Facebook or Twitter for helping me bring you some of the best in healthcare innovators every year. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic. You can check out my other shows in the iTunes directory or over at medicast.com. I'll be back soon with more from Innovations in Patient Care. In the meantime, stay safe. And stay tuned here to Innovations in Patient Care.